The president of the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz, is fighting to save his job today amid growing calls for his resignation. Wolfowitz served previously as the deputy secretary of defense. He's had a stormy 2 years at the World Bank. His latest troubles stem from the news that he personally approved a big pay raise and promotion for a female companion at the bank, possibly in violation of bank rules. For now, Wolfowitz still has the support of the White House, according to spokeswoman Dana Perino.
The president has full confidence in Paul Wolfowitz. He's done a remarkable job at the World Bank, where they are working to lift people up out of poverty from around the world. He's apologized for the matter, and his board is undergoing an internal review. And we expect him to remain as World Bank president.
NPR's Tom Jelton joins us to talk about this story. Tom, President Bush still supporting Paul Wolfowitz, but who actually decides whether he stays or goes as head of the World Bank?
It's the World Bank Executive Board. That's the governing body of the bank. It's representatives of 24 governments. They've been discussing this issue almost continuously, as Dana Perino just suggested there. The board says it's going to move expeditiously to decide what to do. But, Melissa, on a matter this important, it's very unlikely they would decide on their own whether to fire Wolfowitz. They'll want to consult with their own governments before making a big decision like that. And as it turns out, this weekend is the spring meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, so we're going to have finance ministers from all those governments, or most of those governments in town. I think it's those ministers here meeting in Washington this weekend that would probably make the final decision.
Yeah, an extraordinary timing that all this is coming to a boil on the eve of these spring meetings that you mentioned.
Really, Melissa, and these are important meetings. There's a lot to be discussed. And right now, this issue of Paul Wolfowitz and his future is just hanging over everything. I spoke to one senior bank official today who says no one at the bank is getting anything done. Everyone is fixated on this. It's a massive distraction. So the timing couldn't be worse.
And to give a sense of the uproar around this, there was this remarkable scene yesterday where Paul Wolfowitz is booed, hissed by members of the World Bank staff.
There is something called the World Bank Staff Association that met, and he wanted to talk to them because he knows that he's very unpopular with the staff members. He went in, and as you say, they were chanting for him to resign. He actually had to leave the meeting.
The displeasure with Paul Wolfowitz goes far beyond the case of this promotion, however unsavory that may be.
That's right, Melissa. He has had problems almost from the beginning, especially with European governments. Many of them have felt that he does not defer to them enough. They, from their point of view, acts unilaterally. He does not consult with them. He brought in a coterie of advisors. He sort of shields himself behind. He's taken a very aggressive attitude in his anti-corruption campaign and basically unilaterally cut off funding for a lot of projects that European governments have favored. And now some other issues have come up. I understand the Germans are very upset at reports that senior World Bank management under Wolfowitz's direction want to strip support for family planning projects in Africa. So there are a number of issues. Now, with this strong White House statement of support, what might be happening is that you'll have a battle between the U.S. and European governments. It's possible the board will just issue him a reprimand and not fire him, but that would leave him in a real weak position, and it's hard to say who that would favor.
Tom, does this all go beyond Paul Wolfowitz? What's at stake for the World Bank as an institution?
The big thing at stake, Melissa, is something called the International Development Assistance Funds. These are funds that go to poor countries. They're very important. We're just now entering into the next fundraising phase for that. European governments are suggesting that if Wolfowitz does not leave, they might not contribute as much to that fund. That would be devastating for the future of the bank.
Okay, NPR's Tom Jelton, thanks so much.